soaps. For their birthdays, and also for the so-called holidays, my friends and family members can expect to receive a bar of imported or artisanal soap. These gifts of fancy soap are motivated, at least in part, by a certain self-interest. In giving them, I am assured, on those rare occasions when I find myself invited to spend an afternoon at the home of a friend or family member, of the pleasure of washing my hands in the worldly lather of a Ferrocheval Marseille or a Sisley Eau de Soie, instead of the desultory bar of Ivory or Dove or Coast that would otherwise be on offer. Sometimes, as I am wrapping these special gifts, I imagine I have been invited for an entire weekend, during which I can look forward to showering with a knobby chunk of Moroccan argan or a gamboge sphere of cedarwood and chablis from Atherton's of London. I understand, of course, that my gifts of soap are received with internal groans and eye rolls, that the perfunctory smiles and sing-song thank yous produced when they are opened are merely a function of the social decorum demanded by such occasions as birthdays and so-called holidays. Nor can there be any doubt that, immediately after my departure from one of those rare occasions on which I have been invited to spend an afternoon at the home of a friend or family member, the hefty cube of clary sage with dill, Saipua Farms, is immediately removed from view and exiled to the dark recesses of the vanity, a stolid bar of dial restored to its usual place in the soap dish. I am equally aware that what my friends and family members really want is for me to acquiesce, to embrace the togetherness at a distance that now all but defines existence, and indulge their insatiable appetite for so-called likes and follows, that they somehow find an exclamatory sentence of half-words indicating how incredible they look on this or that white sand beach, or a cartoon heart pasted to a photograph of their farm-to-table pizza, more meaningful than the genuine benefits of a sassafras and charcoal detox bar from Aspen Wellness Laboratories. Well, there is giving people what they want and giving them what they need. I love my friends and family members dearly and would gladly spend every waking moment in their company. I recognize and accept, however, that such a thing is no longer possible, has not been possible for some time. Indeed, my grandparents already inhabited a world pocked and pitted by telepresence and dematerialized fondness. But if there is to be no other way, if I am truly left with no choice but to conduct even the most essential relationships at a distance, I can still refuse to have that remnant of being with clouded over by virtual smoke. I can insist, rather, that it be enveloped in a bygone air, awash in fragrances reminiscent of herb gardens and hothouses, of alpine meadows and the botanical arts. I would see my friends and family members bathed in luxurious suds, imagine each of them putting their nose to the skin of their arm or the back of their hand, and breathing in the scent of lavender and patchouli, of rosemary and lemongrass, of gold moss and tea tree oil. And even if my friends and family members never open or use my gifts of fancy soap, they can still derive a measure of comfort from the beautiful packaging, can ponder, at their leisure, the intricate floral motifs and tasteful typefaces. They can touch the special papers and consider the exorbitant pricing, and know that they have been loved.